look at Mesilas Yesharim. And before we begin the Mesilas Yesharim, we have to understand the place that the Mesilas Yesharim has in Klal Yisrael. The Vilna Gaon was a tremendous chosid of the Ramchal. When he saw the Mesilas Yesharim and he learned through it, so we don't know that he meant to the exclusion of anything else in the Sefer, but what we know historically, there's a quote from the Vilna Gaon that in the first 8 or 10 prokim, it doesn't mean he was saying otherwise for the rest of them, but in the first 8 or 10 prokim, the Gaon was made that there's not an extra word in the Mesilas Yesharim. Now we have to understand, we know how terse the Vilna Gaon was in his own writings. And from the Vilna Gaon's standpoint, he could not find one extra word in the writings of the Ramchal and the Mesilas Yesharim in the first 8 or 10 prokem. And as I say, it doesn't mean he was commenting that there were extra words later on, but that's what he commented about. The Gaon wanted to travel to Italy to meet the Ramchal. And he may have even started his journey, or he was contemplating starting his journey, and he discovered the fact that the Ramchal was no longer living. So it was pointless, and it didn't go. But this was the significance that the Vilna Gaon attributed to the Ramchal. Not surprising, then, that we have a citation from Reb Chaim Volozhin, the greatest disciple of the Vilna Gaon, that when he was asked which Musa Sefer one should learn, he said, we should learn all the Musa Sefer. But the primary Musa Sefer is Mesilas Yesharim. That's the one you should always come back to. That's the main source. That's the role. That's the role that Mesilas Yesharim played. And it's a Sefer, it's very interesting, of Musa Sefer. It's one of a small number of Musa Sefer that has a very, very wide following. You can go into Litva Shabbat the Midrashim throughout the world and find Mesilas Yesharim. You can go into Chassidus Shabbat the Midrashim. You go into Satmar. There are piles of Mesilas Yesharim on the shelf, and they're used. It's a Sefer. He had a very broad reach and a very wide acceptance in terms of defining what Avodas Hashem is. And as such, historically, it's considered one of the foremost Musa Sefarim that was ever written. Try a little bit to divine beyond the surface of the Ramchal. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal work. And as the Vilna Gaon implied, every phrase needs Ian. My brother-in-law, Rabbi Kleiman Shlita, is in fact close to completing a work of that nature on the Mesilas Yesharim. Now, he hopes Be'ez Hashem this winter to finish. He's been working for many, many years on it. To mine the oimek of each phrase in the Ramchal and the background in Chazal where a lot of the Machshava comes from. Now, it's interesting, he's going to quote later on in the Sefer, Alkein Yoimru HaMoishlim Boyu Cheshbon. That's a posik which has to do with the role of Sichon Melech Cheshbon, etc., and the war surrounding him. But Chazal made a drush, which was relevant to something else. Akin Yomru HaMoishlim, that the Moishlim B'Yitzrom, those that have the Yetzer Hara under firm control, they are the ones that can offer us this advice, Bo Cheshbon, that we need to make a Cheshbon. What is Schar Aveira, negative Seda, I'll gain from doing an Aveira. What did I gain? And what do I lose by doing the Aveira? And then Schar Mitzvah, negative Seda, what's the benefit of the Mitzvah? What will I lose by doing the Mitzvah? And make a Cheshbon. And so we find that who's able to make the Cheshbon, as the Ramchal tells us, the Moishlim. Yitzchum. They're the only ones that can make this cheshbon. It's such a difficult cheshbon to make. Is there any business in the world that works on a different basis? And every business, before you undertake something, you have to do a cost-benefit analysis. That's the, if you want to stay in business. What are you spending? And what is the return going to be? And does one justify the other when you balance the two off? And every business in the world, it makes no business or idea. In the school business, you're only going to take a publicity campaign. How much money are you going to spend on the publicity campaign? How many new talmidim are you going to get in yeshiva to justify it? What's the finances? What will the financial effect be? We want to expand our business, open a new location. What are the expenses involved? What's the anticipated profit? What's the chances of success, the chances of failure? And everything we do. And yet all of a sudden when it comes to Avodas Hashem, Alkein Yemru HaMoishlim, only the Moishlim B'Yitzron, the ones that have the Yetzirah, they have their foot on the neck of the Yetzirah, they're the only ones that can give us this advice. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, what's elementary and everything else in life is all of a sudden clouded and mysterious. And that's why the Ramchal begins in Perek Aleph, B'veyer Klal Chayvas Odna B'Lomo. The first thing we have to define is what is our obligation, the obligation of man and Ba'ilombo. And he tells us, he's Seira Chasidus for Shaira Sha'avaida. Now he's talking about, Seira Chasidus means to reach a high level. And the root of all Avaidas Hashem HaTmima, which is to be pure, who she is Bar, V'yis Ames Eitzeladum Achavoso Ba'ilombo. A person has to know his obligations in this world. I mean, could there be anything? You have to start off, the Ramchal has to teach us this. This is most elementary in any undertaking. In anything that we do in the world, what do? We write a mission statement. Right? What are we out to do? Right? You open a business, a corporation, so it's built into the system before you have to make a mission statement. What are the goals of this corporation? Whatever it is. Let's define them. Then we'll go about. And yet, here we have to come on to the Ramchal. The Ramchal has to tell us something which is far from obvious to us. Is machavosei ba'ilomai. To define what are we out to do in this world? What's our purpose? What could be more evident than that? Try to do something without defining the purpose of what you're out to do. Can you succeed? You have a business. So you have to know what you want to sell, to whom you want to sell, how you want to sell, what are the hours you want to be over? You know what you want to do. Then you could open a business. And here we need the Ramchal to come tell us, step number one, the yesod of everything is to know what we want. And that itself just lets us know how difficult it is in Avodas Hashem to define what's correct. That until we open up and the Ramchal starts to tell us, it's far from self-evident to us that this is what we need. So we'll take it up, an exploration of his phrases here at the beginning, and what are some of the implications of it, Be'ezus Hashem, on Thursday with the Abish himself.